What's up, everybody? My name is Adam Badger, and welcome to Talkin' Fit. Hey guys, what's up? Thank you for listening to Talkin' Fit. Always appreciated. If you get any value out of this episode, all I ask is that you share it with someone. More importantly than that, just apply the information. If you can get yourself to start to think differently about food, about fitness, about weight loss, you will actually see the results you're looking for. The biggest piece of weight loss or fitness or changing your health is just changing the way that you think about it. And today we're going to talk about a really important topic that comes up a lot in conversations with clients, especially. I talk about this, you know, just in general conversation with people as well. But when I'm working with clients, we're really trying to improve their relationship with food. And anytime a new client comes on, I would say, you know, a good chunk, 80, 90% of them on their intake form express an interest in improving their relationship with food. The problem that I see is that people don't have a good understanding of exactly what that means. So as we try to work on improving their relationship with food, there is a lot of hesitation because I'm sure you can relate to this if you're watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you want to improve your relationship with food, but you are strictly viewing food as a vehicle for fat loss or fat gain, you are already fighting from underneath. You're already fighting an uphill battle, and it's going to be harder for you to win. You have to truly understand the purpose of food, and if you're only looking at things through the lens of I'm trying to lose weight, this process is going to be a lot harder to fix. So you cannot sit there with a straight face and tell me you want to improve your relationship with food and then follow it up with, but how quickly can I lose weight? But I need to get to fit into this dress by my sister's wedding in 6 weeks. Should I cut carbs? I'm afraid to eat bananas. If you want to improve your relationship with food, you have to start with the fact that food is not just about weight loss and weight gain. There are many, many other valuable components to why you should be eating the foods that you should be eating. And we're going to talk about all of that. But the first thing to really get out of the way is that if you are approaching food habits or nutritional habit changes strictly from I'm only doing this for the purpose of losing weight, it makes the process a lot harder. So the first thing you got to do is get that thought out of your mind. I know you want to lose weight. I know you want to get leaner. I know you want to fit into a new size pair of pants or whatever the goal is. That's all okay. It's not, you know, one or the other. It's not black or white. It's not you either get healthier, but you have to stay overweight. And it's not if you lose weight, it's unhealthy and disordered. It's not that black and white. You have to live in the middle. It's okay to lose weight. It's okay to want to get leaner. There's a threshold. You know, if you're someone who is obsessing and cutting carbs and freaking out about the last 5 pounds, that's more of a, you know, you issue than a health issue. The losing 5 pounds is never going to drastically change someone's health. I would even argue that losing 10 pounds really doesn't change someone's health. And what I mean by that is if you are someone who is only 5 to 10 pounds away from their goal, that's a really good time to start focusing on performance, to start focusing on strength and building muscle and not obsessing too much about losing weight. Now, on the flip side of that, if you're someone who needs to lose 100 pounds or 50 pounds or, you know, 150 pounds, that weight loss can have a really positive effect on your health. So in those situations, it is important to pay attention to the scale and make sure you're paying attention to, you know, your habits and having a little bit of that, I do need to lose weight, but I want to do it sustainably mindset. These are two completely different ends of the spectrum. One person being like someone who's already in shape but just obsessing about losing 5 or 10 pounds. And there's the other end of the spectrum where someone who's maybe very, very sedentary, has very poor eating habits, doesn't exercise a lot, needs to lose 100 pounds, 150 pounds. For them, the process is going to look a little bit different. But overall, both of those people, when they're approaching nutrition, need to come at it from a different lens besides just what you need to do to lose weight. Because the cool thing about nutrition, the cool thing about working out is if you actually pursue health, if you pursue overall health changes, healthy habits, weight loss will follow because losing body fat, you know, again, to a certain threshold is a healthy process for the body. If you have excess body fat and you lose it, it requires you to build muscle. It requires you to control your food intake. It requires you to, focus on the quality of the food that you're eating. And all of that stuff is good for your overall health. The problem, again, is people approach this with only thinking about what do I need to do to lose weight? And then they start making really poor decisions that negatively affect their emotional health, their mental health, and their physical health. And this all stems back to what is your relationship like with food? If you're digging into this deeply, you can go back to childhood. Like, you know, what was food like in your family? You know, was food something that was seen as a reward system? Was food something that was used to show love? Did your family have healthy eating habits? Did your family have non-healthy eating habits? Is most of your family overweight? Not that that's necessarily a genetic problem, but it is an environmental problem. If you grew up around people who were really overweight, they probably didn't have great eating or exercise habits. Did you take those on as an adult? These are all things that you need to dig into a little bit. It is odd, just as a side note, that the term healthy eating is even a thing. We don't talk about any other health practice in the same vein, right? You don't say to someone, oh, you're like one of those toothbrush people. You like to brush your teeth. I really got to get back into brushing my teeth. I really haven't brushed my teeth in a long time. Everyone brushes their teeth pretty much. Same thing with like taking a shower, right? Personal hygiene. It's good for your health. Or, you know, paying attention to food. Like if you have food allergies or whatever the case may be. Whenever there's something health related, if people are actively doing the healthy version of that thing or the making the good decision, you don't label it as healthy. It's just that's mostly what people do is if you have a toothbrush, you brush your teeth. If you have a bath and a shower, you probably bathe. But for some reason with food, nutrition, it's like, oh, you eat healthy? I really should start eating healthy. Healthy eating should just be the way people eat. And then it should be eating and people who eat unhealthy. So it should be there's eating, which is the way that you probably should do it. And then there's the weird behavior of not doing it that way. So there's not healthy teeth brushers. There's everyone brushes their teeth. And if someone doesn't, that's a little bit weird, right? So thinking about it from that mindset, as we're talking about these like healthy food changes, think about if you're someone who refers to the whole like, oh, you know, behavior of eating healthy as eating healthy, it already means you probably have a weird relationship with food because you view healthy eating as like a, you know, a niche thing that people do when it's really just what you should be doing. So first step is just understanding food. Food is not simply weight loss and weight gain. Food is across the board, basically what makes up your body. Your body is built off of the food that you eat, the calories that you eat, the nutrients that you eat, your brain health, your digestive health, your hormonal health, all of that stuff is affected by your food. The way that your food, like your metabolism essentially, the way it breaks down food and uses it for different functions in your body, that's the control center of your entire body. So your metabolism, your ability to digest and process and use the calories from food is how your body runs. So if you have an unsupported metabolism or you're feeding that metabolism, either you're overfeeding it calories, you're eating a ton of processed foods, you're not eating enough protein, you're not getting enough like fruits and vegetables, you're essentially you're fucking with the control center. You're fucking with the control center of how your body works, how your brain's going to function, how your digestion's going to go, how your sleep's going to go, how your mood is going to be affected. All of this stuff has been like proven over and over again that food affects all these things. So if you're just looking at it strictly from weight loss and not looking at it from a more, I hate to use the word like holistic, but just looking at the whole picture, your mental health, your sleep, your hormonal health is all affected by the food you eat. So if you have that understanding of food and you approach it with, oh, is this a good decision for my overall health versus just, is this a diet food or is this like a, is this like a healthy food? Should I eat this? I don't want to gain weight. Like we got to get out of that mindset. So food does have social aspects to it. There are tradition aspects to it, meaning like, you know, there's holidays, there's the act of going out to eat with people. Food can bring people together. So it's not just calories, but at the end of the day, the purpose of food is to fuel your body and fuel that metabolism and fuel those bodily functions. You need protein, you need carbs, you need fats, you need micronutrients like vitamins and minerals that you get from fruits and vegetables and good quality whole foods. You need that stuff. Now, it doesn't change the fact that it's okay to socialize over food. It's okay to celebrate with food once in a while. It's okay to have a slice of birthday cake or have your grandma's Christmas cookies or whatever it is. But your overall behavior with food should be under the with the task of improving your health and fueling your metabolism. So when you understand that concept and you're approaching food, if you find that your relationship with food is strictly based off of convenience or comfort or what you just feel like eating in the moment, then you're not thinking about your health. You're just thinking about what you feel like eating or what's the most convenient or what makes you feel comfortable in the moment. But think about cars, right? The purpose of a car is to get from A to B. That's literally the function of a car. The function of a car is to drive from one place to another. Now, there's a bunch of things that fall under the umbrella of that. So you can have a fast car, you can have a slow car, you can have an electric car, you can have a gas-powered car, you can be someone who's like a car person who's really into like old remodeled cars. You can be someone like me who doesn't really give a shit either way and just needs a car to get from A to B. You can be a good driver, a bad driver, you can be a fast driver, a slow driver. There's a lot of things that go under that. But at the end of the day, the function of a car is to get from A to B. So if you take all of that into account, if your car doesn't get you from A to B, it's pretty much worthless. Doesn't matter how nice it is, how expensive it is, how much emotional attachment you have to it. If it's not getting you from A to B, it doesn't really have much value. Same thing with food. Okay, there's food that you love. There's food that you don't like. There's food that represents some sort of tradition or celebration. There's food that is generally served at, you know, social functions. There's alcohol. There's food that is just, I need something to eat right now, so I need something convenient, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, if the food that you're eating most of the time is not fueling a good metabolism that's helping your body function, then it's pretty pointless. So if you can take an honest look at your eating habits and go, am I someone who ever thinks about this stuff? Then maybe you just need to improve your relationship with food. So the first step is understanding what is food for. Food is to fuel your body. Food is to give your body calories and micronutrients and macronutrients so that it can function properly for everyday life and to live a long, sustainable, healthy life. It's not just about weight loss, all right? First thing. Next thing I want to talk about is the dating mindset. So when I say dating mindset, I'm comparing that to like the dieting mindset. Dieting is usually a temporary thing that someone does to get to a goal. It has a temporary connotation to it. Dating, like, you know, if you're dating and you're trying to find a partner, the term dating or going on dates has a temporary connotation to it. It's different than being married. Married, even though, you know, some marriages do end in divorce, but married, the implication with marriage is that I am choosing to be with this person for the rest of my life. The dating, you know, model is basically a temporary thing that you do to get to a goal. So essentially when you're dating people, right, you're meeting people, you're going on dates, maybe you're dating them for a long time, but at the end of the day, it's to get to marriage. Even if you're someone who doesn't believe in marriage, doesn't want to get married, the whole concept of dating is developed so people can meet each other and then eventually find someone that they really, really like spending time with, and then they stick together, you know, hopefully forever, or at least for a long period of time. You're going into it trying to find a partner. With dieting, you're usually going into dieting trying to find a new habits, trying to change your body. You're trying to reach a level of permanence. The problem is when you stay in a dieting mindset, you're always in a temporary mindset that never leads to sustainable long-term success. Same thing with dating. If you're constantly in a dating mindset, it's not going to lead to long-term marriage, long-term relationship. Think about if you get married and you are married to someone and you're still acting like you're dating. Probably not going to work. And as maybe the appeal of that sounds, you know, cool or sexy at times, like, oh, like, you know, remember when we were dating and we would, like, you know, miss each other more, like we would be so excited to see each other, we'd like have sex all the time or whatever the case may be, right? But at the end of the day, when you get married, some things change, and they change for the better for the most part, but you can't carry the expectations of dating deep into the marriage, or else it's not going to work because it's just not realistic. It's the same thing with dieting. If you're going into diets and you're trying to carry that diet mindset long term, it's not going to work. If you're going on the keto diet and you think carbs are evil, that's not going to really work long term for most people. If you're trying Optavia, definitely not going to work long term for most people. If you're doing Weight Watchers and you're counting points all day, not going to work long term for most people. Those are temporary decisions, temporary lifestyles that you're using to try to get to a result, but you just don't understand the process. Same thing with dating. You ever meet someone who's just like seems to be forever single, but they're always complaining about being single, and they're complaining that they can't find a partner, but then you take a deep look into their behavior and you realize maybe the issue isn't dating, the issue is them. That's what dieting is, right? If you're constantly hopping from diet to diet, trying Optavia, trying Weight Watchers, trying keto, trying intermittent fasting, trying intuitive eating, trying the 21-day cleanse, trying the Beachbody diet, you're hopping from diet to diet. You're never actually taking a look and working on yourself and working on your relationship with food. But then you're saying that dieting is bad, dieting is evil. The problem isn't dieting. The problem is you, and the problem is your approach to it. So you have to get out of the dieting or the dating mindset and more into a long-term relationship, marriage mindset when it comes to the food that you eat. This is very, you know, a very close comparison. It's a good analogy for your relationship with your partner or your relationship with a friend. If you want to maintain a long-standing relationship with someone, you can't just make it all about you. Right? You can't just make it about your goals. There has to be give and take. There has to be taking responsibility for your own shortcomings, your own actions. So a big part of that long-term approach to dieting is going to be, or the long-term, I don't even like to call it dieting, but the long-term approach to nutrition is to get out of the dieting mindset and into more of a long-term relationship mindset. Meaning, number one, you have to accept imperfections. It's not going to be perfect. If you expect your diet and your nutrition to be absolutely perfect, or you think every little misstep is going to end it and totally fuck it up, and you're just, you know, you've ruined everything, it's not going to be healthy. It's not going to be sustainable. Again, think about that from the point of a long-term relationship. If you're in a long-term relationship with someone and every time there's a miscommunication or there's a disagreement or, you know, they left their shoes in the kitchen, wherever the fuck the problem is, if you treat every one of those situations like it's all or nothing, like if it's not perfect, the whole relationship is down the shitter and you got to break up and you got to get divorced, you got to sell the house, hire an attorney, whatever the case is, it would be a very stressful environment to live in. That's how you treat your diet. That's how you treat this. If you have a bad relationship with food, if you are eating good for 5 days and then you happen to have a piece of candy at work and you say, oh man, I fucked up, I ruined it, I feel so discouraged, this is why nothing ever works, and then you just blow the whole weekend and then say you're gonna start over on Monday, but now you're starting over with a guilty, discouraged, frustrated mindset, that doesn't really sound very sustainable. Take that from the view of being in a relationship with another person. If you're married to someone and you go to the grocery store, and let's say you're a female and you go to the grocery store and there's a good looking guy in aisle 5 and he kind of like starts talking to you, maybe flirts a little bit, and then you say, and you go, ha ha ha, and then you say, oh, but I'm married, and then nothing happens. Do you go, well, I talked to another guy, fuck it, everything's messed up, might as well go cheat now, I'm going to go meet someone else? No, you don't. Same thing with a dude. If you're out and a girl is kind of flirty with you and nothing happens and you don't flirt back and you just kind of brush it off, but you're like, oh, someone flirted with me, might as well go cheat now because I screwed up everything, my whole marriage is in the shitter. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. You don't act that way anywhere else in your life. Same thing with your kids. If your kids are annoying one day, do you go, well, this is why I said I didn't want to be a parent. I knew parenting wasn't for me. Peace. Pack a bag and leave? No, you don't. You don't do this in any other area of your life. But for some reason with nutrition, if there's any imperfection, you just blow it out of the water and just say, fuck it, and give up. So you got to step out of that. That's another step in improving your relationship with food, is accepting the fact there's going to be imperfections. It's never going to be perfect, and that's okay. Next is going to be taking responsibility. And this sounds weird when you're talking about a relationship with inanimate objects like food, but you have to take responsibility. There are so many people who blame food for their choices. And if you're like, no, I don't know if that's me, like, think about it. Do you think carbs make you fat? Do you think fat makes you fat? Do you think you're addicted to sugar? Do you think that, you know, the food industries have a conspiracy theory to make you fat and sick so that you have to be in the hospital? Like, do you believe any of that stuff? Do you say any of those things? You're not taking responsibility for your own choices. At this point, the reason why I'm speaking directly to you, if you're watching this or listening to this, is because if you're watching this on YouTube or if you're listening to this on in your car or on your headphones, it means you have an interest in improving your relationship with food, improving your nutrition. You have an interest in weight loss or fitness or something to that realm, which means at this point in your life, you probably know that Doritos are not good for you. You probably know that Oreos are not healthy. This is not mind-blowing information to you. So if you are blaming Oreos and saying it's Oreo's fault because they're just so good, I can't resist them, or I'm addicted to sugar, or I'm afraid to eat carbs because carbs just make you fat, you are not taking any responsibility for your own behavior, for your own choices. If you are overeating calories, that is your choice to do so. Now, there are times where people aren't educated enough about food quality, and this was me at one point too, where they just don't understand that, oh, these foods have way more calories than these foods. And that's fine. If you're there and you just didn't know that pizza had more calories than grilled chicken salad, that's okay if you genuinely didn't know that. But I think for most people, they do know that. They don't know why they're choosing the pizza over and over and over again. They don't understand why it's so hard to eat healthy. And it's because they're living in this all or nothing mindset where in their mind, healthy eating is plain chicken and plain vegetables and delicious, mouth orgasms like our pizza. And this is the food I should be able to eat all the time, but I just can't. So when they eat healthy, they eat chicken and rice for 3 days and they eat the same thing back to back for 3 days. They hate it. It's boring. They go back to eating pizza at McDonald's and they don't understand why. And they blame the food. Oh, well, healthy eating is boring. I don't know how people eat healthy. It's so boring. Pizza is just so good. I can't resist it. Why is pizza so good? Why is McDonald's so good? Why are donuts just so good? It's just like, I can't resist it. I'm just addicted to sugar. You're not. You're just not taking responsibility for your own choices. If you're going out of your way to go to Dunkin' Donuts every single morning and get a donut or get a muffin or get a bagel with 2 pounds of cream cheese on it and a coffee filled with sugar, you're not doing that with any ignorance. You're not doing that and thinking that that's a good choice. You're just leaning into your habits. I don't think anyone gets a pint of ice cream on a Tuesday and crushes the whole thing and goes, I think that was healthy. It was probably healthy, right? It's not too bad. No, you know, you're just doing it anyway, but you're blaming the food. You're blaming sugar. You're blaming carbs. You're blaming fat. Take responsibility. Are you someone who has paid attention to their protein? Have you ever actually been consistent with your nutrition for an extended period of time? And if not, it's not an attack on you. It's not a character flaw. It has nothing to do with your self-worth. It just means you haven't done it. So take responsibility. I haven't done that yet. I should probably try doing that and then figure out a way how, or work with a coach who can help you. You got to take your ego out of it. You know, I know that that sounds weird again when we're talking about with food, but think about a relationship with another person. If you have an ego with everything and you think everything's about you and you're always just looking at things through the lens of how it affects you, it's hard to really maintain that relationship or make it work. There's no give and take there. It can't be all about your wants and your needs. It can't be all about your wants and your needs, but it has to be a balance of doing the things you know you probably should do and occasionally, you know, I hate to use the term treating yourself, but occasionally treating yourself. When you're in a relationship with another person, you're living together, you're married, like you have to take into account their wants, their needs, balancing that, right? It can't be all about them and it can't be all about you. So it's the same thing with food. It can't just be all about what you want. There has to be a level of meeting the needs of, you know, not necessarily what the food wants, but of what your body actually needs. You have to meet the needs of your body before you can think about like, oh, but I just, you know, need my wine tonight, right? So think of it from that perspective. It doesn't mean you can never have wine. It doesn't mean that you can never have cookies. It doesn't mean that you can never have pizza. It doesn't mean that those foods are evil or bad or horrible. It just means there are certain needs you have to meet every day if you want to develop a healthy lifestyle. There's your protein. There's the amount of calories you should be eating. There's having, you know, a couple servings of fruits and vegetables per day. That's pretty much it. You don't really have to get too deep into the woods with this stuff. You don't have to start getting blood work and poop tests to make sure that you're not deficient in anything. What you should do is make sure you're eating enough protein, preferably from whole food sources, so like fish, eggs, meat, dairy. And then you want to make sure that you're controlling your total calories. And you want to make sure you're getting a couple servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Once you've met those needs, you can be pretty flexible with the other stuff. So instead of just thinking about, I have to either eat healthy and just eat vegetables and just eat fruit and just eat grilled chicken and tuna out of a can, which by the way, not doesn't necessarily mean any of that is a healthy lifestyle. If you think that that's healthy eating versus Dunkin' Donuts, grilled cheese, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches all day, then it's just your relationship with the process. You're trying to just fill your want bucket and you're not filling your body's need bucket. You got to fill the needs first and then you can think about what you feel like. So if you ate enough protein that day, you stayed within your calorie range, you got your fruits and vegetables in and you're like, I want to go grab some ice cream. Go grab some fucking ice cream. That's fine. But you got to meet those needs first. You also want to understand that like literally everything has calories. So there are no inherently good or bad foods. All foods are just calories and macronutrients and micronutrients, right? So if you think about it that way, every food that you've ever heard of can be stored as fat if you overeat. So think about that. You're operating through life thinking that cookie bad, apple good, and you're living in this black and white mindset. But guess what? If you ate 3,000 calories of apples every day, you'd still get fat. If you ate 3,000 calories of cookies every day, you'd still get fat. And I'm just throwing out the number 3,000. Obviously, there are some people who can eat 3,000 calories a day and not get fat. But let's say you're the average female and you need to eat 1,900 calories a day to lose weight and you need to eat 2,400 calories a day to maintain weight. If you're eating 3,500 calories a day, you're going to eventually gain body fat. If those 3,500 calories a day are coming from potatoes and lean chicken and salmon, you'd still gain body fat. If they're coming from pizza and donuts, you'd still gain body fat. So why would you choose chicken, salmon, shrimp, potato, rice, fruits, vegetables over pizza and donuts if they could both have the capability to make you fat? Think about that, because you've always probably operated with the notion that pizza is bad and donuts are bad, but these other foods are healthy. So if I'm not able to stick to my healthy diet, then might as well just say, fuck it, need all these foods. And now I'm telling you that both of them can make you fat. So why would you choose the healthy foods if they can still make you fat? The reason why is because it will be harder to overeat the calories from the healthy food than the pizza and the donuts. Because two slices of pizza and two donuts might be 4,000 calories. Whereas to get 4,000 calories from lean meats, eggs, oatmeal, rice, potatoes, fruits, and vegetables, that would be like 4,000 calories. It would be like 4 to 6 big ass meals. And most people don't have the time, the energy, or the stomach to eat all of that. So when you're making the choice to veer more towards nutrient dense, lean proteins, produce, whole grain carbs, or oatmeal, rice, fibrous carbs like that, it's going to be harder to overeat because they're more filling. They also have more nutritional value in each serving, so you're filling your body's need bucket easier, whereas with pizza and donuts, it's harder to. So think like that's where the 80-20 rule comes in, or the 90-10 rule that you hear about all the time when it comes to nutrition. 80-90% of the time, you want to be eating these foods over here, meeting your body's needs, lean proteins, produce, oatmeal, rice, potatoes, like things that actually fuel your body and fuel that metabolism. Then 10-20% of the time, you want to have some ice cream, you want to have some pizza, it's totally fine. The overall goal is to keep your calories in check. So under the same calorie amount, you want to have a balance of 80% this, 20% that. Let me know if that makes sense. So it doesn't matter if you have the slice of pizza or you have the ice cream or you have the glass of wine. It's just you don't want to do that all the time. You want to keep your total calories in check. And if you pursue nutrition that way, you balance those two things like that, you'll be much more successful with the process. So if your dieting behavior is drastically different from your normal behavior, then you're doing something wrong. Think about that. It's normal to have some differences in your behavior when you're in a relationship. Like, let's say, during the week, maybe you're kind of, a little bit less present or a little bit more busy or stressed out because of work. Let's take an easier example. Like, when you're in a relationship, when you go out to dinner, let's say you're a girl and you go out to dinner with your husband, that's a different experience than going out to dinner with like your best friend, right? When you go out to dinner with like your best girlfriend, the way you kind of act, the way you behave is a little bit different than when you're going out with your husband. So it's normal to have those like little discrepancies in behavior. But if those two people, if you with your girlfriend and or you with your husband are drastically different human beings, almost different personalities altogether, that could be an issue. Same thing with guys. If you're hanging out with your wife and your son and or your wife and your daughter, or your wife and your kids, whatever it is, or just your wife, and you're behaving a certain way, but then you like go out with the boys and you're a completely different person, that's probably an issue. Why do those two people need to be so drastically different? What are you hiding in? Like, which one is the actual you? And it just creates issues for you. Same thing with your food behavior. If when you're trying to lose weight, you're trying to be healthier, you're eating one way, and then as soon as you're done or you don't feel like doing it anymore, your behavior is so different, that's an issue. That's a problem. Okay, so you need to work on that. You need to close that gap. You have to figure out who's the person you actually want to be. Just like if you're in a relationship or if you're a spouse or a parent, you can't just have these two separate lives where you're just one completely different person over here and one completely different person at home. It's normal to be a few discrepancies, obviously. The way I am at home, relaxed with my wife and son is different than the way I'm behaving when I'm working one-on-one with a client or if I'm doing a presentation or if I'm doing a consult call. But those two people are not drastically different. I'm just maybe a little bit more relaxed when I'm at home or a little bit more professional when I'm on a call. But it's not drastically different. You're still getting the same person in both situations. Now, if you're someone at home and you're a drastically different person at work or a drastically different person at social situations, that could be an issue. So think about that. You can't have these drastic swings in behavior when it comes to food. So in order to improve your relationship with food, you first have to understand, what is the purpose of food? What do I actually want out of this? You have to get out of the temporary mindset and more into a permanent, we're in this for the long haul mindset. You want to accept the fact that it's not going to be perfect, and that's okay. You want to take responsibility for your choices. You want to take your ego out of it and understand that not everything is about you. Sometimes there are decisions that you're going to have to make that are more for the greater good than just what you want. And that is a huge part of the process. The greater good is a healthier you that lives a longer, healthier, happier life, is more confident, and, you know, has the performance, the health, and the body that you want. That's the greater good. And sometimes you're going to have to make decisions towards that greater good that don't necessarily line up with what you absolutely want in that moment. I just made a post about this recently, and I'll kind of close it on this. Not as an adult, not everything has to be yummy, yummy in your tummy for you to be able to eat it. It's okay to eat some food that you don't really love for the purpose of a greater good or for the purpose of staying consistent. So all of that 30-minute talk for that funny line at the end. Hope that was helpful. Anyway, guys, if you got any value out of this, again, please share it. If you have no value at all, let me know too so I can make it better. But I hope this resonates with you, and I'll talk to you soon.